Welcome to Evolutions Per Minute. I'm your host, Dan Seif, and this is the podcast that explores the connection between hip-hop and jazz. These two art forms, created by Black American artists, share a lot of the same DNA, but the stories of how they're connected haven't really been told. So many hip-hop songs sample jazz records, and in most cases, the jazz and hip-hop artists have never even met. Each episode of Evolutions Per Minute, I will bring together these jazz and hip-hop artists for the very first time to talk about these two styles and learn about how these genres are related. This is Evolutions Per Minute. For this episode of Evolutions Per Minute, I spoke with legendary jazz drummer Joe Chambers and found out that not everybody is excited about having their music sampled.
Okay, so the whole idea of sampling for a real musician is anathema. It's poison. It's like, that's the lowest thing you can do.
There are a few classic albums in hip-hop that have had a major impact on everything that comes after them. Illmatic by Nas is one of those albums. It's on a lot of top 10 lists. It's been the topic of scholarly works and has had a huge influence on hip-hop. On that album is the song New York State of Mind, which is one of the most iconic songs on the record and in hip-hop in general. This song accomplishes what any great song attempts to do, which is to transport you into the world being created by the artist. Between Nas's lyrics and the incredible production by the legendary producer DJ Premier, the song takes you into the world of the song. Here's a little bit of New York State of Mind. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface sniffing. New York State of Mind samples Mind Rain by jazz artist Joe Chambers. Joe Chambers is a jazz drummer, but also a pianist, vibraphonist, and composer. In the 60s, he recorded with a lot of the main heavyweights in jazz, like Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, Freddie Hubbard, and a lot of others. He's also a great composer, and his compositions were recorded by a lot of major jazz artists. Mind Rain is from his solo album called Double Exposure, and on that track, he played piano and drums. I had a chance to speak with Joe Chambers about the story behind Mind Rain and his thoughts on New York State of Mind. Can you talk a little bit about the creation of Mind Rain, how you came up with it, how you recorded it?
Well, Mind Rain was one day I was sitting at the piano, fooling around, and I wanted to find something in the, I'm going to get technical, you know, in a Phrygian, and feeling out some progressions, and I came across it. And, okay, I'll say this. There's one thing they call in European art music, better known as classical. It's called absolute music, and then there's program music. Program music is like what it says, music with a program, theater, storyline, movie, poem setting, some kind of setting. Absolute music is just no program at all. Mm. You're just doing and writing and going through harmonic changes for its own sake. Mm-hmm. A good example of that would be if you ever studied so-called classical music, they have whole books by Bach and those people, whole books, and all it is etudes. Etude 1, etude 2, etude 3. There's not even a title. So that's absolute music in the definition. So Mind Rain falls into that category. Mm-hmm. There's no program behind it at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no program. It was just, I was fooling around and I came across a set of progressions and a melody. Mm-hmm. So that's what Mind Rain is. The composition of Mind Rain. That's what it is.
And do you recall anything about the recording of it?
Well, the recording of it goes back to a recording. I did a duet with Larry, the late Larry Young, the organ player. Mm-hmm. It was then Muse label. we did a duo. We did one side, me and on drums and him on organ, then me on piano and him on organ. Mm-hmm. And that was the initial recording of Mind Rain. That is the cut that was sampled.
And do you remember hearing New York State of Mind by Nas?
Well, let me say this. Then, let's see, by the time I suspect that Nas and his people, who's this DJ, even though they are an extension of us, when I say us, I say jazz people, and then we are extension of the people, but they definitely are extension of so-called jazz. We're connected.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I suspect, and I saw a documentary on Nas, and I suspect that this is the way they all went. He was ruminating through his father. His dad, you know, is Olu Dor.
Mm-hmm.
You know Olu Dor.
I'm a player.
Yeah. He was ruminating through his collections. Okay, he comes across my record, puts it on. Oh, I like that. I like that. I don't think I'll take that. That's the way they operate. They have operated like that, and they still operate it, even though they put the laws in place. Mm-hmm. They put laws, copyright laws, after it really got out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the point I'm driving at, I didn't know that the thing was recorded until it, I didn't know it was sampled until afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then I get the email notice that, okay, we like to. And this is before New York State of Mind, I think that's what he calls it, became his signature piece. It is like his signature piece. This is before. So he sends out saying, we make a deal, and they have to make the deal between you and the record company. So we got a little money. I forget. It wasn't much. That was the deal. Boom, bam, boom. And then it comes out, and it goes viral.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. And so now, as I said, well, let me say this, these things before that, and they are an extension of us.
Mm-hmm.
Rap is not new. It is not new.
Mm-hmm.
It is, Cab Calloway was rapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cab Calloway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go, I'm going to go get the cover of this album.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute.
Sure.
See that?
Oh, yes. The Philly Joe Jones Dracula.
Yeah. You familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
That is absolute rap.
Mm-hmm.
1958. It is a whole soliloquy on Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the music in the back. That's way ahead. 58. That's rap.
Yeah.
And there was another song in the early 50s, about 56, by the Marcells, one of those doo-wop groups. Marcells, or the, I think it was the Marcells, Stranded in the Jungle. You familiar mm-hmm. with that?
Mm-mm.
You don't know that.
Mm-mm.
Stranded in the Jungle.
Okay.
I was stranded in the jungle. That's a whole 2, 3, 4 courses talking behind the beat, and then they go into a song.
Mm.
56, 55, maybe in 55.
The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking.
Point is that as an idiom is not new, and you would have to trace it. I would say it can be traced back to Africa, to the griot, the griots of Africa, who, you know what the griots are.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and yeah. The storytelling with musical background. I would say it can be traced back to that.
Mm.
And so the point is, it didn't start with African Bambaataa, who was those first cats, but they initiate the concept and move the thing forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all fun. That's all well and good. That's fine. That's cool. You know, but for someone like myself and some of the other people, you know, real music, first of all, and I'm saying those people are not musicians. Okay. So people stop calling them musicians. They're not musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't know if you, but with it, yo, that's a music. They are not musicians. If anything, they're writers. That's what they are. If you really want to define it, they're writers. The potential for storytelling and writing. Okay, so the whole idea of sampling for a real musician is anathema. It's poison. It's like that's the lowest thing you can do. Is to take something you heard something. Oh, I like that. And but understand that the transference of songs, motifs, rhythms, that's been going on since the beginning of time. That is, you could go to the classical music and you can, they probably did it in a similar kind of way. Musicians today and jazz musicians, you take, you hear something, I've done it all my life, and all musicians, you hear something, a rhythm, or somebody play on a record, or you hear a mode, oh, you like that, and you go and do that. That's been done forever and ever. But to literally take a motif or a song, a complete song, and then, but I noted that these people, they take, they don't take a complete song, but they take a vamp or a motif. It was what they did. They took a vamp, and that's all right. That's okay. But it's still lack of real musicianship. It really is. So as I'm speaking, I'm involved with a rapper as I'm speaking to you right now. A young rapper out in L.A. wants to, he wants to take Mind Ring.
Again.
Yeah, again, and do something with it. And so we're negotiating right now. So that's the deal.
Yeah. So do you have other thoughts on just this, the connection between hip hop and jazz in general?
There are lots of ways to look at it. And then you have to look at the business of music and the people who manufacture and produce music and sell music and how. But I used to talk and work with Donald Byrd. Now, Donald Byrd, you know, he was involved with the Guru. But he used to tell me, this is years ago before, he said, man, this stuff is going to replace us. It's going to knock us right out of the box. And which it did in many ways in terms of marketing. Because, you know, the state of so-called jazz, what they put and replace jazz. I will say this. I made a rehash of, at my son's request, a rehash of the Mind Rain with another rap over it written by my son. And so he told me, he saw it on YouTube and said, man, that was, you seem kind of hostile. He said, you seem kind of, maybe that's just me. I seem kind of hostile right now.
Your son said that?
Yeah. He said, he saw the video. He said, man, you look hostile on that, talking about. And I'll say this, what they call the beats, you know, that term, the beats. I don't like the beats. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, no jazz drummer likes the beats. And I'm maybe speaking, but I speak for myself. I don't even want to play drums anymore because of the beats. The beats have knocked out of the air people like Max Roach, Philly Joe, Elvin, Tony, me. They've knocked that out of the air, that sound. What they call straight ahead, tang, tanga, tanga. They knocked it out and placed it with this stupid beats that sound like somebody 7-year-old playing the drums. That's what that's done. Now, the tests I get, I'm a mallet player. I play vibraphone. I play vibe. I don't sit behind the drums. I don't want to play. Everybody who I played behind the drums with is actually dead. They're gone. They're gone. Everybody, all those people, Miles, Train, Freddie Hubbard, Joe Henderson, they're gone. Those people are gone. I do not care to play drums behind anybody. You understand? When I go out and perform, the chances I get, I have a mallet player, and I get a couple Latin guys. I get guys the late Steve Berrios, he's gone, Bobby Sanabria, Emilio Valdez. These people can play the Afro-Cuban and jazz. They can swing and jazz. So I get one of those guys. And I try to play because my music now is centered around the syncretism, centered around Afro-Cuban rhythms, rumba, batucada, Brazilian, anything they call it Latin. Mm-hmm. But that's where my rhythmically is centered around there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said it now. And that's it.
So there you have it. The thoughts of jazz artist Joe Chambers on New York State of Mind and his composition, Mind Rain. To keep up with Joe Chambers, check out his website, josephachambers.com. You've been listening to Evolutions Per Minute. I'm your host, Dan Seif. Tune in for more episodes of this podcast, and don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Evolutions Per Minute is produced by Stephen Ray, Christian Brune, DJ Khalil, and Autovita Studios, and edited by Sean Hettner. If you like this podcast, you can hear me every week on my radio show, Excursions Radio, on KJazz 88.1 FM in Los Angeles, where I play hip-hop and jazz. You can also stream the show anywhere in the world at kkjz.org. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Evolutions Per Minute, and you can follow me on Instagram at Chief Seif.
Produced by Autovita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.